Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so let me see if anybody want to call me. I'll put the number in real quick. Oh, shit. Thank you. Love my show. Definitely appreciate it. I appreciate it. That's what's up. And if you really love it, please support the channel as well, family. That would be greatly appreciated. All right. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. All right. So if anybody want to call in, please call in. But I'm going to go here first real quick. And overall, I didn't even want to make this long enough because at the end of the day, we know the atrocities and the things that they did to our people. And, you know, these people, well, anyway, it's good that people is looking at this like we don't care that she passed, because we have to show the people that we no longer sleep. You know what I mean? We no longer stupid no more. We no longer going along with, you know, the norm. Like, you know what I mean? They really want us to be sleep. So they, you know, and we know that they want us to see the world through the eyes of the oppressors. There's something that, what's the name said? Let me see if I'm going to find that too. To end, I'm going to go to what's the name? Rizal Islam to end on this subject right here. Hold on, just so I can find that video real quick. Go to that real quick. Because I was just watching it before I went live. So it's real short. So it was like a minute and 20-something seconds. Let me see. Is it on Rizal? Yep, right here. So I'm going to play that to end. It's a minute and 24 seconds. So I'm going to play that to end this topic right here. All right. So let's play a little bit of this, man. And I'm just glad that we are just letting the world know that there's a lot of us out here is not stupid. You know what I'm saying? And we don't give a fuck about your killers, your rapists. You know what I'm saying? And they never apologize. And the thing that I don't like what our people will, like, feel comfortable with is us feeling like we're going to feel better if they, you know, apologize. All we want is an apology. I don't want no apology. I want money. We want reparations. We want what's owed. We can't just keep going for we want an apology. That shit right there, we got to stop that. Fucking apology. Keep that. So, all right, you say, I apologize for what we did to your people, and we're going to go right back in that fucking controlled racist system. Like, oh, thank you. At least they said they apologized. All right, I'll go back to work now. That doesn't work in the real world. We're not doing that. So we have to understand that. No more apologies. You know, we want tangibles. We want what's owed. We want what's deserved. We want what's deserved. You know, so. And one thing that they're not going to do, I really feel like they really never going to give us no money, because they don't want to see us on their level or surpassing their level. It's a real jealousy of the melanated man. It really is. It's an innate law, unwritten rule, to make sure that those people right there, particularly those Black Americans, because once they get it together, everybody everywhere else is going to get on board. So we have to make sure we keep the ones who's influencing the world, we got to make sure we keep them tamed and under control. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what they do with celebrities. So they, you know, if you control a million people, they're going to control that one person that controls millions of people. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, that's just what it is. So, We just got to know this is a never-ending war. So our kids, is going to be going through this shit. Somewhere, somehow, what generation is going to stop this shit? You know what I'm saying? It don't look like this generation, but I see potential, you know? But anyway, da-da-da-da-da. either she put on a lot of lightning cream, or she's definitely half British and half Yadma. I'm gonna play one more thing, and then we're gonna get into play one more thing to play the RZA, then we're gonna get into this hip hop thing real quick. What I was gonna say about the British that's in South Africa, right? They I used to see videos and stuff of the soldiers and during apartheid, even after post apartheid. It's fucking crazy that what they used to do to the women. They used to rape the women. The soldiers used to be on the street, chase down and rape the women and have children by them, kill them, all types of shit, and nothing will be done. Like, they will go to the embassy to try to get some kind of help, and they didn't do anything. So they was just like raping people with impunity, like free for all. Like, these real, like, these niggas, they pretty much started slavery. Pretty much. These are the big head honchos. Everything that we see of how Buckingham looked, the palaces, the castles, they were built by slaves. That's number one. And built off the backs of the fucking slaves, their whole empire, why they are important, while certain fucking Sambo cool ass niggas and women, because y'all be head over heels for these people. I don't get it. Y'all is head over heels. Like, head over heels. And their whole empire is based on what they did to our ancestors. Period. It will be nothing. It will be a crumb. See how bad they age any motherfucking way. They would have been perished. Yeah, there's more I want to say, but come on, man. Look, if y'all want to watch the whole thing, let me know. But at the end of the day, as we can see, these motherfuckers are liars, thieves, and they have a history of not being trusted. And their whole capitalistic way of existing, we practice it to this day. This shit has been forced on everybody. We all are operating under this system that they have put in place all of these fucking years, man. This is what's driving people nuts, though. You understand what I'm saying? The way shit is right now, this is the reason why. Like, I just wish this was a better place, but it ain't. We just making it. We are prone to our environment, this existence. You know what I mean? This system, because we all are in it. They still ride us off. Yeah, man. But see, the thing is, they got to keep it going. And the thing is, we know that their genetic survival is in question and is in trouble. It's really in trouble. For the simple fact, let me see. Oh, all right, cool. We got here. I'm going to end this on there. So you know they have to make sure that they have children with people with melanin. Remember that video that I showed y'all with the dude asking the white girl in the street, do she like black men and why? Because she said... similar something to where they dying off and they have to, we have to have babies by black men so we can save their race. Paraphrasing, but that's basically what she said. So if we can just keep our sperm to ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Like naturally, like they will die off. Like they cannot survive They have to say, we are the only mechanism that life force that's going to keep this planet functioning with people. So, hey, you can get love any and everywhere, but we gotta start coming in these queens, man, instead of these other motherfuckers. I guess shit. But anyway, I'm gonna end it on this because I've been talking about these motherfuckers for an hour, and I really didn't know I was gonna talk about this subject this long because I really don't care, you know. So I'll end on this because I really don't care about You know, God bless her soul, but I really don't do that, to be honest. Not me. Sorry. Kiss my ass. All right, sorry for that. Had to step away a little bit. But, yeah, man, at the end of the day, we got to know exactly what it is. We got to know who we are. We got to know the importance of, you know, everything that's going on around us. I think we just, you know, getting too comfortable with, I just think we shouldn't be satisfied with how everything is still operating without any, without any reparations, without any equal justice, without, you know what I'm saying? They know what they've done, and it's just like they're just keeping it. They paying billions of dollars to make people be distracted from looking at what's really real, you know. So it's like they just almost like the Wizard of Oz, the witch behind the curtain, the person behind the curtain is like they keeping us on this long yellow brick road. We getting closer and closer, but it's very long, so there's a lot of obstacles and in our way, you know. So it's a lot of distraction, a lot of death, a lot of these so-called outbreaks. Now, the lady from, I think a male, whatever the lady is, called for an emergency for the outbreak of polio. Somehow polio is back. That's something that I don't get. And they want to make it real that everybody have to take annual 19 tests annually. Like, this shit is a whole big money grab, only in America, you know? But I don't want to say too much about that. But they divorced now after all the mammy and she did, just to get away from that devil. To be honest, I don't even like this dude. He's not funny to me. Gary Owen, yeah. I don't like this dude, to be honest. He's not funny, and it was something that I saw that, they broken up, they split up, and his daughter don't even want to see him. Like, his daughter don't even want to see Gary. You know what I mean? She can't, she blocked him on every social media, blocked his number, everything. You know, and I don't know, just because you have a child with a sister doesn't mean you don't have that, you know. It's a reason for everything, you know what I'm saying? It's a reason, and I feel like his ideologies, what he's been taught and brought up by, even though he has a tiny bit of flavor, and he really don't have no kind of flavor at all. So that, I think that will be in the forefront of their relationship. So, you know what I'm saying? I really feel like his ideology is the forefront of how the relationship operates. You understand what I'm saying? So I think this, I don't know the ins and outs of the relationship, and I really don't care. maybe she just got tired of it. She rolled away long enough, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that she got off that last, her last stop. Like, look, I'm getting off the next stop. This is it. I've been on this train too long. It's time for me to get off, da-da-da-da, and get some money out of it. You know what I'm saying? You know, and he was riding this black wave for a long time. There's only one joke that he said that made me, like, I was hollering when he was talking about black people in church. And that was a while ago, years ago. That one had me on the floor. I won't lie. But besides that, you're not funny and you don't amuse me. So, you know, anyway, you know, anywho, let's go to, thank you, Brooklyn and Cali and Alvin for showing some love to the platform. Definitely appreciate y'all. If y'all would love to show some love to the platform as well, greatly appreciate it. All right. So you said, what do you all think is more beautiful, Ashanti or Alicia Keys? Hard choice, but I choose Ashanti. I choose Ashanti as well. But Alicia Keys is beautiful as well. But there's something about Ashanti, man. Her personality is something. Area code 929. Give me 1 second. I got you. I ain't gonna see you in there. But Ashanti, her attitude, like, she got a sense of humor. Like, she's dope. Like Ashanti's dope. She has a dope spirit. I really like her spirit. Alicia Keys is more like a fucking Gandhi. You feel the breeze through the trees, and when you see the bee flying on the flower and it sucks the sugar and the honey out of it, it just brings the molecules and protons and electrons together to whereas this body of mass of clay that's infused with the spirit of God, you know. Now, I'm just saying, but I just like Alicia Keys. She's more dope. You know what I mean? Alicia Keys is cool, but Ashanti is fucking dope. I like Ashanti. Her style is, I really dig her style. I ain't gonna front. I dig Ashanti for real. Area code 929, peace. What's your thoughts, family?
Yo, what's going on? You can hear me loud and clear, right?
Yes, sir. Hopefully you're not a troll because you sound like you about to say something I ain't gonna like. I don't know. Maybe it's me. What's up, family?
Nah, I'm not a troll. I'll be calling all the time. You my guy.
Okay. What's up, man?
I didn't know you had trolls calling up here, though. You got trolls?
Oh, no, I had some niggers. Yeah, they slowed down a lot, but I had a lot of them. But go ahead.
No, I was going to say, man, this Fat Joe situation, you know, I'm in the Bronx, man. Who's going to check him? Like, what are we doing?
We got to
let Fat Joe.
I'm sorry. I'm talking too much. Go ahead. Say that one more time. My bad, Ken.
They say, yo, we got to let Fat Joe know that something got to give. You gotta be careful what you say. Respect the culture because, as you know, pop is a black American sport.
What phone you on at the moment?
I put it on speaker. But no, I was saying that somebody got a rundown on Fat Joe. Like, is he going to pull up to a forum or a debate so we could shut this dude down for good and he could issue an apology? Because that's how other people do it.
Nah, I feel you. I'm saying that too. So that's why every time, like, I see, like, I be on these posts. Like, if y'all check some of the posts, it'd be like one or two posts. Like, I'm on there. Adding them. I'm not just putting the message. I'm adding their name. I'm adding them. Like, that's why I tell everybody else, we have to do it. We all have to bombard. I mean, not harass in every video you put in Culture Vulture or whatever you want to put, because I put Culture Vulture. I put Culture Vulture and at their names and say what I need to say. You know, but at the end of the day, they do need to literally have a sit down with somebody like me or somebody who has the same answer as me that's not going to be afraid to ask the questions that need to be asked and don't be afraid to show the receipts. And on top of that, tell them, especially Busta Rhymes, about our influence on their culture. Not mean I don't want them to go to Revolt. I don't want them to go to BE fucking T. I don't want them to go to fucking Charlemagne. All of these niggas is paid fucking distractors. You know, niggas need to pull up on them for real. Niggas need to sit them down because I'm not ever going to let this up. And we all should not let it up either. That's a long-winded answer. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. I kind of feel like hip hop was made amongst. It was made amongst a lot of people. That's all. And Kool Herc ruined it. Going around saying that he made hip hop, he created hip hop. I think that was a big L for African Americans, the writers. That was a huge L because now, once you Google it, he comes up. So that's a big L for us right there.
I mean, he played a significant part in hip hop. We have to give credit where credit is due. We're not saying that you're not a part of it. You know what I'm saying? That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is you're taking credit for something that you did not create. You just added on to what it is to be right now. But rapping, job talk, which I took the toasting. Just the mechanics, the scratching, the reboying, the rapping, even the technical things with the mixing, and you know, rest in peace to Tyrone, the mixologist, and you know, DJ Mario. So
I got an idea. I think we should actually rewrite history on that part right there. That Kool Herc. And did not create what he like. He didn't create rap, DJing, breakdancing, and none of that. I think somebody needs to come out with a blog on the Shade Room, and set that tone. And then they need to set that tone with Fat Joe. They need to like write it somewhere where we could all just share it.
When I have some downtime, I'm going to get back on Instagram and use certain clips on the first couple of lives that I did on this and show basically the receipts and just, we can't hear the caller. I don't know why.
From 1970s though. It has to go back from 1973. Cause that's when Kool Herc is saying that he, like 1972, 1973. Well, we already know.
Hold on. They saying that they can't hear you. Can I ask how y'all can't hear the caller? I don't have them on mute. Let me figure this one out. This is the first. So they're saying they can't even hear you, but y'all can hear me though, right? They can hear me, but they can't hear you. But he's on the speakers. So I don't know. I really don't know what's going on. Maybe I got too many windows open.
I'll go back. Check the audio. Oh, I was on hold for a minute. But you was doing your thing. You was doing your thing. You was in your vibe. So I didn't really know when to call you. But I guess I'll give you a ring back in like 30 seconds. But nah, that's pretty much all I wanted to say. If you could explain to the audience what we went over, you could just say how we're going to rewrite that history, straighten out the Kool Herc thing. Because he's saying that he made hip-hop, the elements of hip-hop and shit like that, when it was already made. So I guess we could just, you know, repost that, share that information to the Bronx. And the Bronx people might feel a little jealous because they probably going to be like, yo, you know, it started in the Bronx.
Listen,
in my personal opinion, it didn't.
Not to cut you off, you might need to call them because if they can't hear you, all they're hearing is just a blank. They're not hearing nothing but hearing me saying, I hear you. You know? So,
all right, we'll call back.
All right, just call back in a little bit. I'm going to shut it down and cut it back on. All right. Peace. So I don't know how. I don't really know how y'all can't hear him. That shit is crazy. This is the first